down the lines of favor, because I know I'm favored. I know that if you're born again, the favor of God came on you when you got born again. That was God's favor. That was God's mercy. That was His goodness. That was His favor. And I look for His favor every day. I look for God's favor, whether it's a parking lot at Walmart, close, not in the rain. Come on, somebody. You do these little things, you get on up there and you'll start getting on up there into some bigger thinking. See, He has to enlarge us, enlarge our capacity to believe, enlarge our capacity to receive. And He's not going to do it. He's already done it. We have to believe what the Bible says. I've been challenged over my walk with the Lord to believe until I see a circumstance and then believe based on it. And then have to learn how to not believe based on circumstances. You believe based on the Word of God. The Word of God has to be first place and final authority. I don't care if it's in your marriage, if it's in your finances, if it's in your kids, if it's in your grandkids. Come on, somebody. What does God's Word say about you? It says that it gives God pleasure to prosper you, to increase you, to enlighten you, to bless your life, to bless. I've seen God bless my business for 30 years. I've wanted to quit my business a million times in 30 years. But go to the Lord and find out the will of God is to stay there and just believe Him. When you're in those situations that is not favorable to you, that's when you just buckle down and you just believe God. You don't quit. You don't back up. I was fixing to get in the shower tonight and the Lord reminded me of Jesse when Jesse and his sons and Prophet went over there going to anoint somebody as king, and he had all the ones out there that lined up, you know, and get your sons, bring your sons. And he got to all of them. He knew that none of them was the Lord. The prophet did. He said, "Have you got any more?" He said, "I got one. He's a sheep tender. He's out there," and it was David. You know, and that's the one that killed a lion and a bear with his bare right when he's out there tending his daddy's sheep, taking care of the flock. I believe he was out there. I believe he worshiped God out there. I believe he talked to God. I don't know. The Bible don't say. But you know what? God spoke to me, and He said, "See," He said, "the very ones that I pick," He said, "don't look like usually the ones that I would pick to do things." He said, "They would have picked all the brothers because they were strong. They were all of that. But He picked a man after God's heart." He picked a teenager, and the Bible later on said he was a man after God's heart. And the Lord told me, He said, "See, son," He said, "you was faithful." He said, "You was faithful in the business that I gave you when you didn't have nobody." He said, "You went by yourself," He said, "and you believed me for strength, and you believed me for ability." He said, "You believed me to prosper you when all odds was against your mind." He said, "You believed my word." He said that I would do what my word said when you didn't feel like it. We all go through that. We all go through that. You understand that? Whether it's in your marriage or whether it's in your finances or whether it's in your ministry, you're faithful with the box toting. And I promise you, God, just like David, He was watching him. God was watching David. God was looking at David. God was seeing David and David's faithfulness and his character. And you know, and you're in ministry and it don't grow like you think it ought to. You know, you just be faithful. You be faithful to God and you just draw strength from God and you let the discouragements be a thing that turns you towards God. And God watches that. God sees that. The Bible says if we be faithful in the small things. Well, I was faithful in my business, you know, in the small things. And I've watched God increase it and increase it and increase it for 30 years. And you know what? I believed Him when I didn't have nobody. Now I've got one of the best crews I've ever had. And you know, and I'm thinking, why didn't you do it down yonder? But see, why not? That's why, God, why don't you do it now? But see, in the down yonder, In the down yonder, you're gaining strength. You're gaining confidence. You're getting to know God. You're getting to know God's ways. You're getting to know God's faithfulness. And then you come up there to the Goliath. And then they're all scared. And he walks out there and he said, "You come to me with a sword and a shield." And then later on we say, "Devil, is that all you got? You've been trying to pull that on me for 20 years and it's over. You come to me with these lies. You come to me with this fear. You come to me with this doubt and unbelief, financial pressure. You come to me, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty." That's walking in faith, friend. It's walking in faith. That's why the Scripture over and over tells us not to fear not, not to bow down to other gods. We think we wouldn't bow down to other gods, but you know, fear is another god. It's not the Spirit of God. God hadn't given us that cowardness. You know, quit real easy. You know, all of that's not God. Because God says, "Draw your strength from me. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might," right? Not strong in yourself, not strong in your ability. You know, I believed that I would run out of sermons after about 6 or 8 months. I'd been evangelizing for 7 years. And I had my notebooks, you know, and I never really preached through them, but I'd write it down, you know. That's the only way I could learn in school. I'd have to write it down. That's why when you mess up in school used to, you'd have to go write it 150 times before the next day and do your homework. Well, you know, that caused me to remember it. Now, I didn't stop doing it, but it caused me to remember it. Right? So that's the way it is with the Word, see? That's why we meditate on the Word. That's why we rehearse the Word of God when things are not favorable in our life. You know what, Jody? I believe that's not going to happen again, that you have to rent a U-Haul to come and get God's groceries. Hallelujah. How many agree with me in here tonight that God is going, that's not going to happen again? You know, but she endures the hardship as a good soldier. And you know, God sees it. God sees it, and God's favor's on that. She's feeding the hungry, her and her church. Good to have all of you church here tonight. Praise God, some of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're for you. I pray for you in your church and all of that stuff, and I hope you do us. Praise God. But walking in faith causes, I remember one time when I'd sit here, our church started back there, and all of this right here was, this used to be a feed mill, a skating rink, I don't know what all it was, you know. Half the floor was gone, there wasn't no ceiling in, it's just an old warehouse. It was just a warehouse. And God told me to start a church here, I couldn't believe He wanted me to, really, because I'm thinking, who's going to come to that warehouse, you know? But see, God, when God asked you to do something, you know, there's a lot of things God's going to do in your life. He's going to get rid of fear. He's going to get rid of intimidation. Who's going to come? Whoever God says. If God puts it on people's hearts to go out in the middle of that cow pasture and let's start out there, that's where people will be drawn to. They'll come out there and the cows will come. Well, now, I mean, that sounds foolish, but we don't need to get so modernized with this world. We're not conformed to this world that we can't believe God for the supernatural in this to work in the natural realm. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'd come in here and sat down there, and the project was just so big, you know, and we didn't have the money, and I'd made up my mind up, we wasn't going to borrow no money. Told God, we'll never borrow money. I'll never put the church in debt. Praise God. And so, anyhow, all of this needed doing, and I would get prices, and I'd be like, man, this is a lot of money, you know. And I'd sit here till I felt discouraged, and I'd get up and leave. I'd get up and leave, and I thought I'm not going to keep looking at the impossible because it's trying to take my faith. I mean, those Paul said, while we look not at the things that are seen, while we don't focus on the things that are seen, but on the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are natural, and the things that are not seen, the Word of God, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, you know, the anointing, the favor of God, we look at those things. Those things are eternal. Those things are spiritual. And that spiritual, you see the building. Now, bless God, I'd go out of here, and then for you, I'd come back in here, and I'd say it, and I'd dream, and I'd say, Lord, I see the ceiling in. I can see it in, God. You're going to bring it in. I'm believing you'd bring it in. And we'd actually believe God, and he had brought in the money for the ceiling. I was over there working on it because everybody worked, and I put this most of the ceiling in myself. But anyways, I was over in that corner, and this guy comes in, and he's a friend of mine. He went to another church. He's a Christian. He's gone now. And he said, how are you doing all this? I said, by faith. Put that up there, Beth, 2 Corinthians 5:7, I think. I said, by faith. And he looked at me like a cow at a new gate, like by faith. It says, for we what? Walk by faith and not by sight. The only way you're going to walk by faith, how does faith come? The Word of God, hearing and hearing by the Word of God, right? Faith comes by you saying, bless God, I can do all things through Christ. Now that brings faith because God's Word said it, and you believe God is true to His Word, and that gives you faith to do what you think you can't do. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now that's a challenge, hallelujah, with this carnal man. But I'm telling you right now, the more that I have walked and the more that I have practiced walking in faith, I believe you can come, and I believe that I'm not all arrived in all of it, but you can come to a place to where you're in faith and something comes and it can't get you out. I mean, you're like, glory to God. This report is not what's going to happen. This report, this is what my mind is saying. This is not going to happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Aubrey, she asked, she's wanting to get baptized. You know, and we're going to set it up sometime, maybe April or so, March, April, something like that. But she asked me a question. She said, Papa, she said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure you can. And she said, getting baptized wash your sins away? And so me and Teresa just straightened her out right quick. There's nothing that'll wash away your sins but the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what washes away your sins. And we explained it to her, a little bit about water baptism, you know, praise God. But the blood of Jesus, I plead the blood a lot. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body. I plead it over this church. I plead it a lot. Not every day, but I plead. Why? I got faith in the blood of Jesus. And I apply the blood of Jesus by faith. Right? Hallelujah. You go to the doctor and you know you got a cold or whatever, and he gives you 5 days of antibiotics. What do? You go. You don't go set it up there and say, nah, I don't think it'll work. Most people don't. They believe what the doctor says. So he said, take it all the 5 days, you know. And so that's normal faith. That's natural faith that you would take that pill every day. But the supernatural faith takes the pill and says, glory to God, I'm taking this natural, God, but thank you for your supernatural on the natural. Thank you for giving them wisdom to make that, God. But your word is working mightily in me. And then you command that to leave. Why? You want the God results. You want what God says, right? I believe we're supposed to, when all this flu and stuff floats over to ours and we feel a little itching in our throat, I don't believe we ought to just start running saying, oh, I'm getting it. I knew I was going to get it. Nah, we ought to right then lay hold of it. I've done it one time. I've done it a million and refused it to come and bear fruit. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper, right? Well, when it comes, just stand against it and say, you're not going to prosper. Watch this, devil. Don't be scared of the devil. You command the devil. Y'all got quiet, so that tells me, you know, well, he messes with me a whole lot. Nah, he don't mess with you near as much as you think he does. He makes you believe he's messing with you so that you'll go ahead and yield to fear and yield to unbelief, so the supernatural can't work in your life, so the Holy Spirit can't work, so the angels can't work. Walk in faith. Hallelujah. Faith, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of the things you're hoping for. Faith is, I want a drink of water. There it is. I see it. Right? Faith is the substance of the things you're hoping God for. Faith is a title deed to your healing. It's like you've got the title. Drive the car. Faith is the title deed. It is the done deal of the things that you hope. I was believing God for this building, and faith. You see faith. Once you're walking in it and God begins to manifest, how are me and you going to do what Paul said if we can't see faith? He says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. They get their land, right? They get their healing. They walk strong. They walk bold. The Bible says the righteous are what? Weak. Bold as a lion. Bold. Not mean, ugly, sassy. Sharp. Quick-tempered. Come on, somebody. We got to kill all that. We got to kill all that quick-tempered stuff. We got to kill all that not flexible. God spoke to me 25 years ago. 26 years, somewhere along in there, and he said, you've got to be flexible. He said, if you're not flexible, you'll break. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought, just be strong. But what he meant is, when a situation and circumstance comes my way, don't yield to it. You've got to be flexible. When people don't do what you want them to do and you get mad, you just broke. When you don't get your way with your husband and your wife and you get mad or whatever, vice versa, you just broke. See, I broke a lot of times when that old man wasn't dead yet. He was still alive, my old ways when I got born again. And God, over your walk, He's going to a little bit of a time. He's going to a little bit of a time. Let you chisel away that old man and let the new man live. And the more that the new man lives, praise God, Christ Jesus in us, the more that that new man lives, the more that you will rule and reign over the things that used to take you and keep you captive. Hallelujah. Y'all dragging all this out of me. It's good, though. Put that Hebrews 6 up there, Beth. Hebrews 10, I'm sorry. Cast not away. There's a bunch of God's people. They just throw it down. They throw their confidence down. Their marriage ain't working out. They just quit. They just quit on their marriage, you know. Their job, they hate going to work because they don't like their coworkers and all of that stuff. And it's just a bunch of sinners around and they just quit. They just throw away their confidence and just quit their job and don't even ask God about it or nothing. As Christians, we don't do that. See, God's looking at us and God's saying the faithful. That's why He told Paul, Paul told Timothy, he said, give this stuff to those that are faithful, those that are willing, those that are able to teach others. Give this to the faithful. And God spoke to me this evening. He said, I want you to say that. Be faithful. Be faithful where you're at. Be faithful. Be faithful, you know, to honor your parents, y'all young kids. Honor your parents. Don't sass your parents and talk back to them and all that. Why? Because you're going somewhere everybody else is not going. God's favor is on you. I don't care if you're 6 years old or 10 or 14 or 18. God's favor is on your life. And God has given you instruction to honor your parents. That's not for you to dread. That is for you to honor God. And as you honor God, God begins to step into your life and begins to bring you joy and peace, and you enjoy, and you don't feel like you got to leave home to have fun. Hallelujah. We teach our grandkids. We never tell them they can do anything that we know that we consciously know that the parents don't like. I'm not talking about bad stuff. We would never do that. But if it's something we know that they don't want us to do or don't do themselves, we don't do it. Why? We're honoring them. When we honor them, we're honoring God. See, now we're talking about having our feet on the devil's neck, right? We're talking about having the ceiling come in because of this character that we're building, right? And the favor of God. And thank God for church. I mean, God's people, I believe it and I see it happening. Back in October, God spoke to me and I brought it to the church. And he said, the nation has been divided. I didn't really need the news to figure that out. I mean, racism, we done whipped racism. Martin Luther King was, and the media keeps us stirred up about it, right? Racism would be dead if the media would leave it alone, right? And then the media wants to come into our life as this Christians, and we've been redeemed from being that way, racist or all of that stuff. We've been redeemed. And see, we've been set free from the bondage of it, hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I was just thinking about over the years of the things that like my vehicles and stuff. Travis wouldn't drive some of my stuff. I kept them running by faith. I'm telling you, anybody else would be broke on the side of the road with my stuff. Let God, I mean, I'd lay my hands on it, praise God, and I would tell it, you are not going to curse me. You're going to bless. Speak to your stuff. You know, speak to your stuff. You're the owner of your stuff. You know, and you have authority. See, this seems foreign sometimes to the church anymore. Oh, that seems foolish. You know, I don't care what it seems. The Bible says walk by faith. Don't cast away your confidence because your fuel pump's messing up. Speak to that fuel pump. It costed me $500. I drove that truck, never put a fuel pump in it. Told Travis, go drive that and just keep your faith on it. Hallelujah. Absolutely, my brother, and I'm young. See, when I was young Christian, and still do it today, my brother, we worked together, and him and his wife, you know, she had a little Toyota with a 5-speed transmission in it. And so they're running late for work every day. And that got on my nerves. You know, undiligent people will get on your nerves. But you got to learn to keep yourself where nobody moves you, can't get on your nerves, can't get on your ever-living last nerve. Get rid of that stuff. Get rid of that ever-living last nerve. Because Satan is watching you, and he's saying, I can use this one. I can use sandpaper. I know what gets on her nerves. I know what gets on his nerves. I mean, you come to the place where the devil's like, I don't know what works anymore. I don't know what to try on them. You know, that's just not working. But I got tired of it. You know, when they come in late one morning, well, I've done read in the Scripture, the hand of the diligent bears rue, right? That's what the Scripture says. Be diligent. Wherever you're diligent at, especially in faith, following the Lord, you're going to bear rue. But the hand that's lawful is put to forced labor. Some good teaching tonight. Holy Ghost let me do some teaching. So he come in. I said, what is it? That transmission. I said, okay, let's go right now. So I go out there, and there's that little Toyota sitting in the parking lot, and now it's messing with my future, right? Anything that's messing with your future, you have authority. So I walked out there and I laid my hands on that Toyota and I said, I command that transmission to be healed in the name of Jesus. You will not hinder the will of God in my life any longer, praise God. Be healed! And they're standing there and boy, she just rolled her eyes. I said, get in it. Drive it. I said, it's healed. See, I wasn't thinking I had power. I was thinking, you know, something's messing with my future and causing things to not work the way that we've got it set out here, and I have authority over it. That's the way you are. And I said, go drive the Toyota. They get in the Toyota, the gear was there. It never had no trouble out of that gear. A stick shift. See, I was telling Monty, I said, I don't know nobody around that builds them transmissions anymore, and I didn't go and say this. I thought, but I really do know one that can fix it without even taking it out of the truck. Praise God. As long as you drive it, right? As long as you drive it, it's got to command. It's got to obey you. Your finances has to obey you. See, it's not up to God how much money comes into your life. 90% of the church would disagree with me. But you can't disagree with Scripture. The Bible says, as a man purposes in his heart, so let him give. For God loves a cheerful giver. And it says, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. Who is that up to? If you give bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. Who is that up to? Not God. He said, if I sow bountifully. So my financial future, I found out through the Lord, is not up just to me. Now, the Bible says He will bless the works of my hands, right? He'll put favor on the work that we do. He'll increase it for us. He'll raise us up. Our gifts will take us before great men. Hallelujah. And so we must learn to walk by faith. This year, God told me in October, and I brought it to the church, He said, the nation has been divided. And He wasn't talking about just last year. It's been divided a long time. Democrats, Republicans, you know, blah, 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 you know, try to run our nation good and you got devils in there, right? You go try to run your finances right and things will pop up and Satan will try to get you to make wrong choices and blah, blah, blah. Now you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. And so He said, and the church has been divided for a long time. He said, but I'm going to bring it together. He said, I'm going to bring the nation together. He said, I'm going to bring the church together. He wasn't just talking about right here. He's talking about worldwide. And you know what? Come November, I saw it happen. I saw Christians vote. I saw all kinds of people that don't get involved in politics rise up. God was doing it. God began to stir the hearts of people, and He's going to bless this nation. He's blessed the world over our choice. You know why a lot of Christians voted? Because they wanted God back at the White House. They wanted God back in their streets and cities and churches. They want God back. They want structure back. They want evil put down. See, our law enforcement are here to protect us from the evil ones. Right? Somebody breaking in my house, dial 911 and pray that they will show up. Now, back in the day, they show up, you know. But anyhow, you know, God, but see, God is bringing, this year is the year, we sang it, for the glory of the Lord through His favor to be released into our lives. We're going to walk in divine favor. We're going to have divine, I told you about the job. See, you need to believe God for increase. You need to believe Him for increase. He wants to increase you. He said He will increase you more and more, even your children. But it's not up to Him. It's up to us to believe Him, to walk in Him. I mean, to release our faith. We needed this carpet right here, and we had $1,000. I had $300 when we started this church. We had $1,000. So I took it to the congregation, which was three or four. We didn't have enough. But I done learned, Mac, through the Word of God and through hearing ministers and things, when you got a need, plant a seed. And so the Lord spoke to me and He said, I want you to sow it all. Sow it into that ministry. Sow it all. And I thought, man, light bill's coming up. You know, I mean, we got to sow it all, man. I mean, we got the light bill and all this stuff coming up. How many knows that is reasoning? God responds to me obeying Him, not reasoning. He knew the light bill was due. He knew the water bill. How many knows He knows everything that before we even know it? He's God. But see, He takes these opportunities that arise in our life to take us higher, to show us His glory. And so I went to him, told him, I said, the Lord's told me to sow everything we got, give it all away. And they're like, well, just do it. Just do it. Well, we give it all away. Everything the church had, Mac. We, you know, and And it wasn't too long down the road, I got a call and left it on my voicemail, and it was from a church that had been in a meeting or whatever that night, business meeting, and our name come up to them. They didn't know that we'd sold $100 or $1,000. They didn't know. Well, we decided to sow to your church $3,000. I thought, glory to God, there's our carpet. And so I go get the money, paid the tithes. Somebody say, paid the tithes. That's right. I paid the tithe. See, ministry ought to tithe. Evangelist ought to tithe. Apostles, prophets. Ought to tithe. And so paid the tithe, paid the carpet, had money left. We had money left. I went to a meeting one time, and this guy, this pastor, he had been pastor of church. He's the one that married me and my wife. And, you know, he said, we're the only ones that stayed together. He must have said the right stuff. He must have been really believing on that marriage. Well, anyhow, I was in a revival, and he comes in. He wants to testify, and he stands up and testifies, and He said, they're wanting to take my church. They don't want to sell it to me. It belonged to somebody, and they've been letting them use it, you know, for years. And they decided that they wanted to sell the property and all that. And so they won't sell it to me without borrowing the money for some reason. Anyhow, he said, and I want to sow a seed tonight for my church. And he held up $1. And I thought, it ain't about the money. He's real in his heart, then I'm going to mix my faith with him sitting here in this revival. And I'm not going to think he's stupid. I'm not going to think that it won't work for him. I'm going to believe with him that what he's believing God for. How many knows the Bible says, if you and me delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. If we commit our ways, sow a seed if you got a need. Commit our ways unto him, and he'll bring it to pass. Well, he sowed that, and I mean, we prayed. I did. I don't know if everybody else did or not, but I come in agreement with him. I said, thank you, Lord, for his church. I thank you, Father, that he will own that church. You said you'd make him the head, not the tail, and you'll use Scripture if you're going to believe with me. If I'm going to believe with you, I'm going to stand on the Word. Hallelujah. I'm gonna use the Word of God, what God says in his Word. Well, you know what? It wasn't too long down the road I found out. I may have been in another revival or whatever, and he is telling about it. Anyhow, I don't remember where it was at. Anyhow, he's telling about it. He said it wasn't too long. He said after sowed that seed, he said that lady come to me and said, I decided not to sell that. You deserve that church, and signed the whole thing, property, church, and all over to him. Gave it to him. Hallelujah. And I heard that and I thought, whoo, there's nothing God can't do. I mean, I wasn't 2 or 3 years old in the Lord and I thought, man, bulldozers and stuff that I want ain't nothing. God can do it. Hallelujah. God can do anything that we can believe him for. And if we'll fast and pray, fast. People say, oh, God, he's bringing that fasting up again. Don't do it. It won't work for you. You got to do it in your heart. You gotta, you're serving God. You're serving God. You're serving the God that rolled back the Red Sea. We're serving the God that set the stars and the moon, man. I'm talking about we're serving God. We're serving God that brought salvation through his Son. We're not serving a God that can't fix our transmissions, that can't bring our carpet, that can't bring our ride. People have asked me over the years, you know, how's your little church? And I would tell them, I don't have one. Well, I mean, how many you got? I said, that's not the measure. I said, you can call it a little church. I said, but it ain't little. There's nothing God tells you to do little. I don't care if you got a clothing ministry, it's not little, Doris. I don't care if you've got a church that has 5 people for 50 years. I went on the streets of Oneonta on Friday night for 3 years, and a couple of years, you know, and I only seen one get saved, really, in a couple of years, as far as just I led them to the Lord. And I'm discouraged after 2 years. I thought I'd win a lot more than that, so I'm talking to God. I'm talking to God, and God said, son, he said, if you went out there the whole time for years and only one got saved, he said, I would have sent you. But it changed my perspective. I'm like, it don't matter about all that. All that it matters is doing the will of God. Y'all are in the will of God tonight. You came to church. You came to church. It was cold. I mean, it was God's looking at you. God's watching you. And God's saying, well done. You know. I have to come here in the wintertime. We need another unit on here. Y'all have to bring your coats. I went over to Doris Jr. Sandy. Over there, she's been here 22 years. We've been here 22 years. And I come in, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, man, it's a little cold in here. I hope everybody don't get... I'm done over that. You know, I walk in, I walk over to Sandy, you know, and I say, well, you've been here 22 years. I said, you knew to bring a coat on a winter night, didn't you? Some of you done covering up. You were smart. You brought a coat. But you're in the house of God. And God rewards it. Let me show you something. He says, cast not therefore away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. He says, you have need of endurance. That word patience means endurance. But now patience is endurance. Patience is staying in a given state without complaining. That's a hard one. The line's long at Walmart. Right? They're redoing the road and traffic's got you held up and you should have done been somewhere. But you don't come out of that right spirit. You stay in a right spirit. Your kids is acted up and not doing the way they, but you stay in that right spirit. He said you have need of patience, endurance. Stay in a given state. The children of Israel complained. God, they was complaining about God. Brought us out here to die. Moses brought us out here to die. But God sent Moses, remember? You know, and God sends people into our lives, you know, and speaks things into our lives and prophesies things into our lives and all of that stuff, just like he was telling Moses, taking them to the promised land. But you know, Caleb and Joshua didn't complain. If they did, it's not written in there. I believe when they were complaining out there and all that, they was thanking God for the manna. I believe when they was complaining about it being too hot, they was thanking God for the shade. I believe when there was no water, praise God, and I believe Caleb and Joshua were saying, you're a provider, God. You roll back the Red Sea. See, we got to be like Caleb and Joshua no matter what's going on in our life. I've been married for 40 years. If it had not been for God, if it had been for the devil, I'd have done divorced her 18 times. I'd have paid some man to take her. She, vice versa. Men and her talk about this stuff because we know we're walking miracles. We know that God kept us. We know that because we yielded to God that he strengthened us. We know because we wouldn't quit on our marriage that God, we was enabling God to get involved. And we both know that we would have divorced each other without God. We can't live together without God. We both know that. We backslid before and we're right on the edge of it again. See, believe in God will keep your marriage together. Right? Yes, sir, it will. If I was young and I wouldn't just go around looking for a little hottie girlfriend. I'd be fasting, and knowing what I know now, I'd be fasting, I'd be praying, I'd be seeking God. You know, God, I'm waiting on you. Endurance. That's what endurance is. I'm waiting on you, God. You know, reward there, it says, a thing given in recognition of one's service, one's effort, one's achievement. Don't throw your confidence because it has a reward. That reward is a thing given by God because of recognition that we are not throwing away our confidence in any situation, at any given time. There's times when things happen in our families and all of that. One of my sisters got mad at me one time. I don't even really know why. It don't take much, siblings, you know. It happens, you know. And so I thought, well, the Bible says overcome evil with good. So I thought, I told the devil, I said, devil, you know what I'm fixing to do? I said, because you're trying to work this against me and against her, because she's not my enemy and I'm not her enemy according to the Scripture. The Scripture says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? But against principalities and powers. So I'm not going to get my eyes on somebody mad at me and start believing that they're my enemy. So I told the devil, I said, since you're trying to do this, I said, I'm going to overcome you with good. I'm fixing to bust her with a $100 bill. So I gave her a phone call, and the phone call, you know, it didn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? But you're bold. You're bold. You're just bold to do it. And I said, where are you at? I'm so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you know what? I said, I got $100 I want to give you. I said, I just want to give you $100. Where you at? I don't reckon that sister's ever been mad at me again. That's been 10 years. That's a dollar a year. That's pretty good. Dollar a year. Yeah, apple a day to keep doctor away. Well, a dollar a year to keep the devil away. Over one good seed overcome a bunch of evil. See, that's how we don't throw away our confidence. I mean, if Satan sees it working something, he's going to try to nail you again and again and again with that. I mean, if he finds something that's working on you, why would he want to do anything else? He just keep nailing on that, nailing on that. But you know what? We're smarter than the devil. You know, we've got the favor of God. Favor gives you advantage over the devil. Favor gives you advantage over the world. Hallelujah. Favor causes doors to open up that wouldn't. It causes relationships to work out that you've been believing God for. And I mean, you didn't have no effort in it. You just believe in God and it began to work. Hallelujah. The favor's God's divine influence. I just gave it price on a job, and that other door company was $10,000 cheaper than me. It's a big job. And so that guy that I gave a price to, he got it on his phone. He said, man, look, you're $10,000. I said, well, what is it you? And he said, well, I'm not going to do it for that. Well, anyhow, make a long story short, and I didn't finish telling you. And he used me anyways. Right? That's favor. That's not coincidence. That's $10,000. He said he'll increase you more and more. But you know what? Fear can't work on me in that arena anymore. Fear can't work on me. I'll lose that job. Boy, I need that. There was this guy one time, he went. See, look, your everyday life is, you can't separate your spiritual life from your normal life. Don't try to do that. You're walking by faith. You're living by faith. You're serving God every day. You're living a lifestyle of faith. That's why you praise Him when you feel down. You keep yourself in faith. You stir your faith up. You grow your faith with the Word of God and good preaching and stuff like that and praise and worship. When my mind's just wandering everywhere, I'll either pull me up a good preacher and start listening to it. I'm not letting my mind run all over the world all day long. Or I'll turn praise and worship on. Or I'll start quoting Scripture if I'm by myself. I'll just start quoting Scripture. Why? The Bible says He'll keep those in perfect peace whose minds have stayed on the world, right? The Lord. He said, if I want Him to be able to keep my heart in perfect peace, then my mind needs to be stayed on Him. Stayed on Him. You know, I thought way back yonder, I thought, oh man, you know, there's no way you think about God all the time. I mean, I got to think about going fishing. I've got to think about, you know, driving this truck. I've got to think about unloading this lumber. There's no way I can just keep my mind. But you know what I learned? I can say, come on, God, you're getting up here with me, and we're going to unload this truck. Right? He says He's with us. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. Thank you, God, you're going to keep me safe. I tell Him every time we leave going to work, thank you, Lord, for your grace today. Thank you for your favor today. me and Travis and one more guy can do more in one day by the grace and favor of God than door companies can do in three. We done more in 4 hours yesterday than most door companies with two or three people can do in 3 days. But I tell God every morning when we start out, thank you, God, for your favor on us today. Well, everything's not favorable all the time, but none of that moves you when you're walking in faith and you're living in faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. I get to the job and then they come out and there's more expected out of me than what I give a price on. You know what I'm saying? And then I thought, man, I feel hooked. See, God told me one time, He said, you're never strapped. You believe me, you be bold, you lay it out there. So I just walk up, you know, and I tell them that wasn't in there. And, you know, that right there is not wasn't included in the package deal that me and you talked, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you get some more for the company. He said, well, just charge me. I said, okay. So I was blessed going in. And then I'm going to make a little good bit more coming out. Let's go in. That's Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28. You need to have it all the time in your thinking. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I can't quote all that. No, because you ain't memorized it. Go memorize it. You, how you do it, that's what Joshua did and made his way prosperous. God told Joshua, He said, meditate on this word day and night. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. See, and because meditation of the Word of God, I've not read a third of this and meditated on a third of this and really just renewed my mind, but just a third of this. I still got a lot of meditation I can do, right? And you know what? When you do that, you start to experience God's blessing and God's promises. Hallelujah. But it's not just in the easy times that you're going to develop. I mean, if you're looking for God to move all your trouble, He's not that way. God gives you grace through some of the mountains you have to climb. God gives you grace and favor. I'm going to tell you this, and this is just one example. You know, I mean, Travis, he's wanting to build a shop, not going to borrow no money, blah, 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 you know. And so he gets his confession out there, you know, and I'm going to have a building. Takes his seed out there and, hey, you know, drinks his water and just sees where the building's going to be and all of that stuff. And I was hearing it, you know. And so I told him, I said, go dig a hole. Yeah, go. So he gets the backhoe up there and he goes to, now, you know when faith began to move? When he got action behind it. You can dream about God building this, and you can dream about God doing this, but God will always give you opportunity to act on before you see. And so when he started that, then he hit a rock. He shut it down. Then the cylinder went to leaking on my backhoe, you know. But you know what he done? He started thanking God for the backhoe I had. Better than a shovel, right? Even though you run into a rock, still better than a shovel. Then, you know, he wanted to quit. You know, you run into the rock. Now you got to haul 30 loads of dirt because you can't dig down. You got to come up. Well, now you got to go get in the dump truck. You got to drive over yonder, you know. You got to go. You got to have some faith, some action behind your faith that you want the building. Well, you know, I told him not too long, me and him had it framed up and had all of this work, and he's through that one phase and he's praising God, no more dirt for right now. And so I'm there and I said, son, I said, I'm looking at your faith. Johnny, I didn't see nothing. All I knew is he's making a confession. You know, about the building, you know. But I told him when he got it up that far, he done went and got his tin for the top and stuff, and it'll be on here in a couple of days. I told him, I said, now I see your faith. See, look, people need to see mine and your faith. They need to see mine and your faith in our marriage, in our ministry, in our marriage, with our kids, with our cars, with our trucks, with our business, with our workplace. They need to see faith in action. I mean, and then they want to have the God that we have. Monty brought us a wonderful message on Ruth and Boaz, you know, and, Yeah, wonderful message. And I mean, it's just been going off in my heart ever since, you know, and I thought, man, that's the way we was. Me and Teresa met at the skating rink with my brother lying to me to get me down there because I didn't go to the skating rink. And God, you had my Ruth at that skating rink. And my brother lied to get me there. Or to pay him, man. I'm blessed. Don't tell him I said it. He'll feel like I owe him forever. Praise God. But see, that was a divine connection of God. Then the church you go to, be led where you go to church. People ought to, I'm talking not just here, we are. Everybody knows where you're supposed to be in church at, but there's people listening to us all over the world, you know. Well, you know, the divine connection God made at my church, I would not be where I'm at today had I not stayed there and served for 8 years. I served. And went and did all those ministries and learning while I was serving them how to be humble, how to prefer others before yourself, because me and Teresa always put ourselves first. We didn't care what it cost you, just put ourselves first, hallelujah. But so I want to encourage you tonight, you know, don't throw your confidence away. The Bible says endure hardship as a good soldier. That means unfavorable things in your marriage, in your ministry, where you work. I mean, things can be real irritating, you know, and everything. But you know what? None of that has to move you. That guy that told me that, he wasn't the one that hired me and wasn't the one that went over that. And I thought to myself that instant, I said, well, garage doors is what I do. I could have just come off and glued, who are you, man? Go back in the building. I don't even know you. You're coming out here telling me this stuff, man, and I could have got all red-eared and, you know, blood pressure shot up and just got my mind off of the Lord and then been a bad day and then got in there around all my hands and then they wouldn't like working for that kind of boss. Just let that first thing. Well, none of that moved me, and I went right on, told the Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm blessed going in. I'm going to make more money off this job before I leave here, praise God, hallelujah, on account of you. Well, that's what you got to do. That's what we do. And God sees that. And God rewards that. He said He rewards it. He'll act on it, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you. And we thank